Now, here in the first nine Prakim, we describes, Shlomo HaMelech describes how Torah is the basis for the entire world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Torah as the blueprint, and therefore success in this world comes via Torah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that Torah should be able to be fulfilled. Those are the first nine prakim. Now he says, Ben Chochem Misamachav, we saw last time with Ben Ksil Tugasimo. Ben Chochem is someone who takes his Chochem, learns his Chochem, puts into practice, and his whole life is run by his Chochem Satur. Ben Ksil, someone who he's foolish because he hasn't learned, or he has not learned how to act properly, Al Pi Torah. Now, talk about a person, money. First thing that comes up when a person lives his life, Al Pi Torah, is his attitude towards money. And ways of getting money. And the use of money. So the Gra says like this. First of all, what is Stoka Tatsumim of this? So Rashi says, the Ben Ksil, the person who does not live his life Al Pi Torah and amasses tremendous amount of money, Shiloh Al Pi Torah, and thinks that money gives him security, he says, Lo Yawilu Otsos Rashi. And why could stalker tatsal mim avis? Mim tomat tzadik she yavazis nechosav with stalker gives his money away with stalker heichin yisparnis. How's he going to get parnos? So that's the next puzzle. The Gra says like this. A mammon hu l'shlosh advarim. There are three practical uses out of money. He says, tov arev umoil. Tov means I can do mitzvahs with it. Vutzdoka, vaz chasodim. Orev, I can take care of all my physical needs with it. Very pleasant. I eat. Oh, shar hanos olam, all the different hanos that a person can have. Moil, a person has money, it gives him a sense of security to know that no matter what happens, he's taken care of. Osef mamun kadeshi ovelo beis tzara. So it says, lo yu ilu otzes rasha. Yes, you may amass a lot of money. And you decide, oh, I'm going to take care of myself and protect myself. I'll give a lot of tzedakah for her. And may you may. And then you say, oh, I'll buy myself a beautiful home. I know Solom, I'll get beautiful food and wonderful clothes and spend it on all the Hano Solom. You may do that. But sense of security from that money, not. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to let that money necessarily last, and certainly you're not going to feel secure in it. He says, Lo yoyi lo yotzes resha. Utztoka tatzel mimavas. Says the Gra. I would stalk a lo daishu who tova be etzim, it's not only intrinsically good. Gamo either yo stalker is what a person wants to get a sense of security and a guarantee that things are going to last. Stalker tatsum. Dut stalker. It saves you from everything, gives you security against everything, even mimovas. And if a person wants schar mitzvahs in this world, that mitzvah for which you get the greatest schar mitzvah in this world is stuck. But a person will feel he gives his money away to tzedakah. He won't take money that he's not supposed to be taking. Lo yariv Hashem nefesh tzadik. So the Gemara previously said that there is three uses for money. One is security, Pasuk says, but osur acquisition money will not give you security, but you benefit. You have hanos olam hazeh. That's why I need the money. Lo yariv Hashem nefesh tzadik. So this is against the orif. Haynu harotzon shel tzadik umalei ritzono v'zev ikah ha'orev shenis malei ritzono. Ein echanami, some people's hanos olam hazeh is in fancy food, in beautiful homes, wonderful clothes, fancy cars. Tzadik, who does not go after money that doesn't belong to him, will get that which he dreams of and wants. Olam hazeh. May not want the food, may not want the cars, may not want the homes. Hanos olam, many different people have different olam hazeh, different hanos olam hazeh. My different. Some people, the biggest hanos olam hazeh is understanding atosis. It's whatever it is. The tzaddik who has no use and will not touch money that's improperly gotten doesn't have to worry that he's not going to have the orev, the hanos olam hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care that his hanos olam hazeh, that his hanos olam hazeh are fulfilled. V'havot v'shoim yedek. The Rosha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that whatever his hanos olam hazeh, he'll never be able to ultimately really achieve it. Now,
I mean, is there a guarantee that if you make money with Darchei Hashem, then that will be mo'el?
Yes, that's exactly what he's saying. We'll take care of you as we'll go on. But no, yisi gam sakanti. You ever hear that pasuk? Yisi tzadik ne'azov, the zaru mavakish lochem. So the Ramban writes, "What's mean tzadik ne'azov? Never saw a tzadik who's poor." He says, "Oh, tzadikim are poor." So he says, "Ne'azov means tzadik who had money and is careful to make sure it's kosher money will never lose it. He won't be nezov. It means he won't lose as a result of it. If he began poor, he may end up poor." He says, "But zarum avag, but they'll never lack for lechem." Now, here it is that since some people spend their lives pursuing olam hazeh, but they're a klal on a personal level, they're some of the most miserable people you can imagine. And that's the Gemara says, "Lo yatzi tavoso, ein odem meis v'chatzi tavoso biyodo." Life is one pursuit of taiva, 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 and you never get it. And on a personal level, you're talking about people, but they're a klal, absolutely miserable on an internal level. And basically, there's one consistent theme throughout Mishnah. Now, What's interesting, Chazal tell us Shlomo Melech wrote 3 Svarim. Shir Hashirim, Mishlei, and Koheles. Shir Hashirim when he's young, full of passion. Mishlei in his middle ages, at the peak of his wealth and his power and his chokhmah, the peak of his life. Koheles is the end of his life when he looks back what makes life valuable. Mishlei, Shlomo Melech wrote it at the peak of his power, his wisdom, his wealth, and there's one theme that goes straight through from A to Z. Don't think you get rich from doing things against the Torah. It doesn't work. And sometimes, you know, when you read about celebrities who are running around the world and all of their things, and then you look a little bit into their personal lives. Each one's personal life is more miserable than the next one. Very few people spend their lives pursuing taiva actually enjoy life. Rosh Ose Kafra Miyav Yad Charutz and Tashi. So Mish Ose Kafra Miyav Kadesh Yisashi. Someone who's dishonest in order to get rich, he in the end loses money. Yad Charutzim. Sheshokel be'emes. If he... And it's not only stealing, but the Gur keeps emphasizing throughout, is the biggest nesoyin in making money is keeping up the midos ha'emes. The old shekoyel out stock sheol sekar from here shekafu adetz boz v'yad hu kol yad boz emat vazel rosh ol sekar from here klon mishe kofei for adetz boz l'tov chakaf for hakol etzol. Someone who holds on to his money kaf ol sekaf from here as if the money belongs to him behind militant stock is also solo rosh of the yad harutzim ta'ashi. So the famous Maseir from the Gra from the Chaim Balasha. We have a klal. Person doesn't lose money because it's stuffed. So and there is Maim Bechazal Ase to Ase Ase Beshul Tisasher. So the Gross said, it's not true you don't lose money because it's stuck. It depends how much stuck you give. If you give a little bit here and a little bit there, a little bit here and a little bit there, ain't a chanami, you're going to lose money. You give mice or you don't lose money. Why? It says the Gross. A person who gives money here and there but can't bring himself to give miser of his money feels that ultimately the money belongs to him. It's not a gift from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you treat the money as yours and you're giving away yours, Kodesh Baruch Hu has no obligation to make sure you don't lose money. Miser means it's a gift from a Kodesh Baruch Hu and you have to give him his chaylik. Give from a Kodesh Baruch Hu and you have to give him his chaylik. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes sure I don't lose money. He says, to get rich, asa to asa, asa b'shulsa to sasha. Why is it asa to sasa double? Because it's 2/10. 1/5. To get rich, I have to give a chomish. Famous words of the Gross, name of Chaim Balasha. What this pasuk is saying is, according to the Gross, that only works if it's honest money. There's no guarantee. If it's not honest money, it's not going to stay here. Even if you give 20%. The story I always repeat, because me, it was a very strong thing. But I had a guy who sort of hung around me. I lived in Los Angeles. Talmud, he barely read Hebrew. But he sort of hung around me. And all of a sudden I hear his wealth is taken off. He picked up the phone, he's coming to Eretz Yisrael, talk to me. So he talks to me, he wants to give 20% of his money to the stocker. The grog guarantees him he'll be rich. 20% stocker, fine. We cheshbon how much you go to Chokas HaTorah, how much you go to Aniyim, how much you go to this. Made a whole cheshbon with him. And he turned to me and says, okay, I'm giving 20% to the stocker. I need brachas from Tzaddik. He knew I was close to Shlomo Zalman. He said, take me to Shlomo Zalman. Take him to Shlomo Zalman. I said, Shlomo Zalman. I said, man, gives a lot of tzedakah. 20% of his money goes to tzedakah. He wants a bracha that his business should succeed. So Shlomo Zalman, he was in the other room. I was talking Yiddish with Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman said, it's an elicha business. I turned to Shlomo Zalman. I said, listen, I can't tell you, I don't know. I'm not inside the business. He tells me it's an honest business. But only if I'd be inside the business itself would I be able to tell you. I said, I thought I can't tell you. It's 20%. Okay, they call him in. Shlomo Zalman looks at him and says, if your business is an honest business, you should succeed. As we walk out the door, he says, take me to Rosh Hashanah. And I said, fine, we get in the car, drive to Bnei Brak. We go and see Rosh Hashanah. I also knew very well. So, give us Rosh Hashanah the same story. He's a fellow, gives a lot of tzedakahs. He gives 20%. And he wants to continue giving so much tzedakah. He like a bracha, his business looks good. Shach looks at me, it's an elicha business. Like it was like a repeat. I repeat the same thing. He said, how should I know? I'm inside the business. He tells me it's an elicha business. So Shach looks. Luke says, tell him to come in. I said, bring him in. Shach says, if your business is an elicha business, you should succeed. Okay, we walk out, he's sort of crestfallen. Years later, he's totally broke. Doesn't come, the grocer that doesn't come in as a shrushit to Sasha. And that's why people who are honest people, essentially, they would never give a broch into a business to make sure, unless they knew it could be guaranteed it was honest. Grocer says, it's a third shot here. Shekola Torah, Shekar, Mishalomi Beremia. Now, fake learning. It's interesting. What does the Gross say is fake learning? Is fake Limud Torah and real Limud Torah? It's very interesting. These few Gross are very interesting. She'eino Lomid Shorshe Hadin. He doesn't go into halachas to understand them to the end, to understand them according. The deep Havana of the Dina. That's fake. Rakitsudur, Kedelaharo Shahim Yudev, someone who wants to throw Bakias around, it's very nice to throw Bakias around. He's not going to waste his time in understanding Torah to the end. And such a person, fake learning, you forget it. Why? And the Gemara doesn't say because it's a klalei. The Gemara says a very simple fact that anyone who's been learning Torah for years knows. Unless you understand something to the end, you don't remember it. Why is it that you can open up a telephone book? I don't know, they still have telephone books. They used to have telephone books. And just read all the numbers and you don't have to remember anything. And you can read a book and you remember a lot of things. What's the difference? If you have isolated facts like telephone numbers in a telephone book to fit into a context, you don't remember. When you understand things deeply and you see the full context how it is, then you understand it. And once he understands it, can turn it back and forth and apply it to every situation. Not only will he remember it, But in the end, you'll know everything. The goal, there's some people whose goal is to finish Shas quickly. And you don't understand things, you don't have a context, you lose it all. Some people know what is Shas, Tosas after Tosas. Remember, certain very wealthy Jew, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, moved to Harnof, and he stayed in New York. His family was in Harnof. He wanted them all to come to Talmid Chacham. And the missus there was friendly with my wife. The boys came to my house. They wanted to know how to become big Talmid Chacham. So I said, when you learn a Tosas, they were in high school age. So when you learn a Tosas, learn it until you understand it well. And after that, they said, what do you do after that? I said, it's the next Tosas. And that's exactly what it was. You understand everything step by step. By the end, you'll remember it all, and you'll know everything. The girl goes on. Oger bakayitz ben maskil, nirdom bakotzer ben mevish. Oger, someone who piles together in the summer, he's a ben maskil. He's intelligent, child. And someone who sleeps during harvest time, he's a ben mevish. He's a fool, says the girl. Perish hamaskil osef hua af bakayitz. Look in Chumash, the planting seasons here in Eretz Yisrael are you plant in the winter, you harvest Pesach time, through Shavuos time, and then in the summer you pull it all together, and the Osif is Sukkos. So Kayetz is when the harvest season basically is finished. Kotzer is the time when you, so the Gros says, a maskel osif hatfua af b'kayetz. Intelligent person, even if the most everything is harvested, he'll go picking up every piece that's left to make sure he doesn't leave anything. Shehu achar hakar, it's Kamosh Barashal, Abu Hamevish, even if, what he says, so what does he want to say? V'inyin shekoy al hatorah, coming about Limud HaTorah. A maskel, intelligent person, afakayat, shu sof yomos. The end of a person's life, he cannot, his mind is not as fresh and as quick as it was younger. Did he stop learning? No. So kayat, zokim v'tashkot v'neyochol l'hosef obelim budo, hu ogev v'osef mashalomat kvar. He takes everything he's learned already, has it over, knows it, clarifies it. Hamevish, the person who's not really serious, and a lomid ala afil b'kotzer, the hainu benurov, shuchazep kochu yochol lomod. Says when a person's young, he has to put his kochos and mastering one tosis after another tosis, knowing it to the end, and he builds up his repertoire. And you only build up your repertoire on Torah by knowing something, understanding it completely, until you can twist it and turn it every which direction and know what to do with it. And when you have the power, the physical power, the intellectual power, you go one after the other after the other, and in the end you'll know it all. Later on in life, and much later on in life, as one's powers are coming down, then you take everything you've learned, you organize it, you chazer it, and you know it well. What the Gros basically saying is he's giving us a derech halimud. Very different than some people. Some people like to finish shots quickly. My oldest son-in-law is famous in Yerushalayim. He finished shots at 18, first time. Later on in life, he tells me it's the biggest Bittles money I ever had. Didn't remember anything. to Mas Meratzim. So what is it? Sits and learns till he understands now. But from that Kufa knowing Shas? No. I know I try to tell that to my grandson. He didn't listen to me. He finished Shas 16, right shortly before his 17th birthday. Made it seem my Shas waited till after his birthday. And today he looks back on it. It would have been more useful for him to take things and learn them in depth and completely. You build up one after the other, after the other, after the other. And if you just do learn superficially, it may feel very good, but the guru calls it fake learning, because in the end you remember nothing. It doesn't fit into context. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay.